At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with colleague James Fennell, U.S. Navy retired Captain Intelligence, about the incident in the South China Sea, the deliberate crashing into, smashing, colliding, bumping, tore a hole in the craft, the deliberate ramming into by the Chinese warship against a Philippine patrol craft, much smaller patrol craft, meant to be a provocation, meant to back off the Philippines from the Chinese claim of the whole of the South China Sea, including Filipino waters. James Fennell has a very clear recommendation, but at the same time an analysis of why nothing happens, why the Mutual Defense Pact that the State Department reread to the Chinese is not being acted upon. Where are the U.S. warships to match the Chinese warships? Jim tells me that craft that crashed into the Filipino craft was three, four, or five times larger. A big warship with a reinforced bow. The Chinese are intimidating the Filipinos, and the U.S. Navy is not present yet. More of this tonight. James Fennell.
We don't because we're afraid. We have an administration, and it's not just this administration. The Obama administration was the same. And to be honest, even the Trump administration, it was still full of the system, the people in the State Department and the Pentagon that are consumed with this idea that if we do or say anything that confronts the PRC, we'll risk nuclear war. And so we're afraid of that, and it inhibits us from taking action. And we could take action to do humanitarian assistance to the Republic of the Philippines and challenge the Chinese to say they're going to start World War III with us. They won't do that. They're not ready for World War III. They're not ready to invade Taiwan this second. And so we need to move now to cauterize this. But the longer that we don't, the harder it gets because they get more assets in the theater, more assets in the region.